Hello, my name is Chris Reisner, and today we're going to talk about creating your first mobile service for iOS. We're going to log into the Windows Azure portal, create a new mobile service, download the QuickStart application, which is basically a simple to-do list that lets us add new to-do items and then mark them complete. We're going to look and see how it stores the data into the server, and then we're going to actually look in the code for our QuickStart application to understand how it hooks into mobile services. Let's get started. First thing we need to do is log in to the Windows Azure portal. We can do that by going to manage.windowsazure.com. So now I will go ahead and enter my credentials. So it's loading the Windows Azure portal. So now it's loading up all the different modules on the left side. All we're focused on today is mobile services. So we don't actually have any mobile services at the moment, so we'll go down to New. We'll choose Compute, Mobile Service, and we'll Create. And we're going to name this iOS Video. It's going to check to make sure that name's available. It is. Now we can choose to create a new database. If we already had one, we could just choose to use that if we wanted. And then we can choose the region. The region is very important because in the next step, when you choose where your database server should be, you want to be in the same region as your mobile service. The reason being that every time your mobile service talks to your database, you don't want it to have to go from one data center to another data center because that's slow and it's going to cost, you know, time and money. So instead, if they're in the same data center, it's much easier and much faster. So we're going to choose to create a new database server. We'll pick the name Mobile Services. I'll enter my password. So this is essentially creating the admin credentials for a new database server, and then it's also going to create a new database named iosvideo_db. I could change that if I wanted to, but we'll leave it as the default. And again, down here is the region, so we're going to leave that as ECUS, so we make sure our mobile service and our database are in the same place. We'll hit the check mark, and now it's going to start spinning up our mobile service. All right, our mobile service is now spun up and ready for us to access. Let's go ahead and click into it. The first page we get is the Quick Start page. Here we can choose what platform we want to develop for, and then there's links to either create a new app or connect an existing app. We're going to choose iOS because we're going to focus on iOS today, and we're going to go to create a new iOS app. So the first step is to download the tools, which specifically in this situation means installing Xcode. I've already got Xcode installed, but if you didn't, you could click on this link and it would take you to the Apple developer page to install Xcode. The next step is to create a table. We're going to go ahead and click on this. And what this is going to do is it's going to tell our mobile service, this database, that we want a table named to-do item. We'll take a closer look at that right now. If we go up here and we go to the data tab, let's click on that, and we see that we have a table named to-do item. It already has an index, and that reason it has that is that every table in mobile services automatically has a column named ID, which is used as a unique identifier for each row. However, there's no records, and if we click in on this, it's going to say this table contains no records. So let's go back. Let's go back to the Quick Start. We're going to choose create a new iOS app. Let's keep going. We already created the table, so let's go ahead and download it. So we unzip that. Now we're going to go ahead and open it. So again, this application is a simple to-do list. It's going to let us add new items to our to-do list and mark them as complete. Before we look in the code, let's go ahead and run our application. So, very, very simple UI. We can add new items. So we're going to talk about mobile services. We're going to see how it works. And then we're going to take an app. Now, if we go back to the data tab in the portal, we'll see that now we have three records. If we click on this, we're going to see we have a text column and a complete column. Now, at no point in time did I actually tell my mobile service or my database that I wanted these columns. Mobile services use something called dynamic schematization to inspect the data coming across the wire and figure out if it needs to add new columns and what types those columns should be to your database. We'll look at that more closely in another video. For now, though, let's go back to our application. And we're going to say we've talked about mobile services, so we're going to mark that as complete. Let's go back to here, and we'll hit refresh, and we should see talk about mobile services updated to complete. So now we can kill our application, and we can actually start looking through some of the code. The first thing we're going to see is if we open up this frameworks folder, we see there's a Windows Azure Mobile Services Framework. This is the SDK for mobile services for iOS in a native Objective-C, which actually contains all the functionality to connect directly to mobile services. Now, if we expand the Quick Start folder, Here we have our app delegate, which is, of course, typical to any iOS application. And there's nothing different here. It's just the kind of plain Jane app delegate. Then we have our storyboards for iPhone and iPad. We just saw the iPhone example. The iPad is basically the exact same. Then we have two classes. We have that to-do-list controller and to-do service. Let's look at to-do service first. Inside of here, the first thing we'll see is that we reference the Windows Azure Mobile Services / Windows Azure Mobile Services.h class. Then inside of that, we have some definitions for blocks that we use throughout different methods in our Mobile Service Accessor class. Then if we go down here, we see that to-do service implements the MS filter protocol, which basically is used for filtering results, which we'll look at in a few minutes. It has a property for it has a local array of items. So these are the actual items that we have for our to-do items. It has an MS client. The MS stands for mobile services. And this is kind of what actually does all of the real interaction with mobile services. It's how we initialize our integration with mobile services. Then we have the block, and then we have several methods which we call from our to-do list controller in order to pull data items down from mobile services, add items, mark them complete. And then last, we have a handle request method, which is a method that mobile services makes us implement when we use MS filter that basically handles filtering and handling results. We'll look at that again in more detail in to-do service time. Opening that, again, we have the reference to Windows Azure Mobile Services. Then we have a few properties. The first is MS table, so a mobile services table. This table is what we actually use to do all of the operations on our table, so all the reads, updates, inserts, and deletes. Then we have a busy count, and this keeps track of how many operations are going on against our mobile service. So going down into the init method, we see that here we're initializing the MS client object with the URL. This is the URL that we set up when we create our mobile service, and then an application key. If we go over to our mobile service and go to the dashboard, we see there's a manage keys button here. And if we open it, we see that our application has an application key and a master key. The way this works is that when we initialize our MS client with the application key, every request to our mobile service includes the application key as a header. This is an option we can use for authentication on data access, which we'll talk about in another video. So as we go down, we see that we also set the client filter to be itself, so any filtering operations on the client should be performed against our to-do service, and that has to do with that implementing MS filter. We initialize our table object, and we say that the name of the table is to-do item. So now that this is set, we can use this table object to do all those operations against the table. We say that our items array doesn't actually have any items, but we instantiate it. And then we set our busy count to 0 because there are no operations going on. Now the refresh data on success method is called by our view controller when it wants to read items from the server. And it also contains a completion block that completion block is called once we've read back from the server. So the first thing we see here is we create an NS predicate, which is basically like a where clause. And we're saying, I want to get items where complete is equal to no. So then we pass into the read where method of the table object that predicate, and then we say that when this method's complete, when we've actually pulled the data back from the server, we want to execute this code right here. So first thing we're going to do is say we want to log if there's any errors, and then we're going to set our local array to be the items that came down from the server, and then we're going to call whatever the completion block that was passed in. The next method, which is addItem, takes in an NS dictionary, the item, and then a completion block as well. Here we're calling the insert method on the table object and just passing that item in. And then inside of that, when the insertion is done, we log if there was an error. Then we find out where is the index at, or what's the maximum element currently in our array. And then we insert the item back from the server into the array. The reason we're actually inserting the result and not the item that was passed in is that when we do an insertion to mobile services, it actually adds the ID column to the object and then returns it with the ID column. So this result now has that ID that was generated on the server side. Now, under the covers, when we actually do this insert, it's converting this NS dictionary into JSON, which goes across to a REST API endpoint, which is how mobile services works. We don't have to worry about that because we're using the SDK. If we wanted to, though, we could actually connect to mobile services on our own just using the REST API. Lastly, in this method, we call the completion block, which is passed in by the to-do list controller. In the complete item method, this method is called when we actually mark an item complete. So the first thing we do is we get the items array and we cast it to a mutable array so we can make changes to it. We then get the item out from the array and cast it as a mutable dictionary. We change its complete property to yes. We replace the original on the items array. Then we call the update method on our table. And inside of that, when it's done, we're going to log if there was an error right here. Right, we pull out the index for the item. And then lastly, we remove that item from our mutable array. So basically what's happening here is that local array of items, when we update it to be complete, we're going to remove that so it's no longer there. And then in future calls to read data on success, it wouldn't get returned because its complete flag is marked to yes. Now in here, kind of a little bit of plumbing, this method right here handles tracking how many operations are going on with mobile services. So basically, as you do things with mobile services, it's going to increase the busy count, and then as things are finished, it's going to decrease the busy count. And the way that works is the handle request method, which is implemented as part of MSFilter. And basically what happens is it says, when I'm going to make a request, I'm going to increment the busy counter, and when I'm done making a request, I'm going to decrement it. And then I'll handle the onResponse or onNext. So basically, what should happen on the response of the method or process the next method. Now let's go ahead and take a look at to-do list controller. Remember that to-do list controller is basically tied to our UI. The next thing we see is to-do service, and we actually have an object to-do service, which down in ViewDidLow we're actually going to instantiate. This is when it actually creates that MS client behind the scenes that uses the URL and the application key. We then set up a UI activity indicator so that whenever we're busy, we show the indicator on the UI, and whenever we're not busy, we stop animating it. The last thing we do is we call refresh date on success. Notice that this is the block we sent in, which is that completion block. So when we're done pulling the data from the server, we want to reload the data on our table view. So we filled our local item array, and now we want to reload what it's tied to, which is the table view. Now we've got some plumbing methods to basically handle connecting our table view into our backend data. So again, this is pretty much very standard for any table view, so we're not going to look at it too closely. So the last thing we'll look at for now is the onAdd method. This method is actually called when you go and type in a new to-do item and you hit enter. Basically what happens here is if the text length is equal to 0, we're going to return because we don't want to try and save it. If it's fine, we're going to create an NS dictionary, a new NS dictionary with a text property or text field and a complete field, where we set the text to whatever the text the user entered, and then we set the complete flag just to no. We then call the addItem method on our to-do service, pass in a completion path where we get the index path for the item, and then we insert that item into the UI. So basically, when our to-do service is done inserting, we're going to handle inserting that item and animating it going into the mobile server, going into our UI. And that's really all there is to connecting, or for the connections between this app and mobile services.